For WVIK, I'm Jared Johnson, and this morning I'm speaking with Marcy Mendenhall, President and CEO of SAL Family and Community Services, the organization that includes Skip Along Early Childhood Education. Morning, Marcy.
Hey, Jared, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you holding up?
I am great, thank you.
Tell me about some of the adjustments that SAL has had to make because of the coronavirus situation.
You bet. March 21st is when Governor Pritzker decided to put out an order for everyone to shelter at home. And during that order, it was only allowed for essential workers to be coming back to work. And then we opened up as an emergency child care the following week, in which we have really different rules and to make sure that we keep the children safe in addition to the families safe as well.
Could you give me an example of some of those different rules?
You bet. So generally a classroom would run anywhere between 8 children and 20 children. Because of the new rules for the emergency license, we have no more than 10 children per classroom. We also have dedicated teachers to that classroom. And so those teachers are not allowed to care for other children, or they're strictly connected to that classroom. Every morning, we have a volunteer nurse from parish nurses at Unity Point Health Systems who takes the children's temperatures. We record that. We record all of our staff temps as well. And anybody who's running a temperature, we would send them home. And those are pretty much the major things that we're doing. And we're cleaning, making sure that everything is at the highest level of health and safety requirements for not only our children and families, but our staff as well.
Yeah, no, we're all cleaning, right?
Absolutely.
So I know that you recently got a grant from the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund, and actually that since you got that grant, there have been some changes in funding opportunities. Could you tell me that story?
We had applied for the grant through the disaster recovery, and we were awarded $25,000 for families who were essential workers in Illinois but didn't qualify for the state subsidy programs of child care assistance program. And so we were really ecstatic to be able to offer that so that our essential workers who needed childcare. And yesterday, and that was Sunday, April 5th, Governor Pritzker put out a new notice that all Illinois essential workers will be covered by childcare assistance program, which is a tremendous accomplishment from the governor, but it's also going to be very helpful for the families who are essential workers in Illinois.
Great. Oh, I mean, so that's great that happened. And it's actually pretty cool that that grant allowed you at least the security to open up and get this up and running fast. But it just shows how fast everything's changing too.
Absolutely. We really are thankful for the Community Foundation and United Way to be able to have that leadership and that opportunity for us to help think out loud and to have that grant funded. And again, we know the bigger needs are out there in the community. Therefore, that's why we return the funds, knowing that we have another funding source as well.
Right. No, that's great. So we've been talking with Marcy Mendenhall, President and CEO of SAL Family and Community Services, the organization that includes Skip Along Early Childhood Education. For more information on the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund held at the Quad Cities Community Foundation and the Unite Quad Cities Initiative, visit unitequadcities.org.